comment. If you want to call me, 800-313-9443 for this broadcast. Call me direct at 630-666-8528. 666-8528. Email me. If you have court briefs out there, send me the one page that is very important, and then also a note of what happened to you in court, because I'm compiling this information because I'm going to send it over to some folks, and we're going to try to get this stuff in the hands of legislators to show them a pattern that's going across the country that needs to be addressed and changed. So my email address is danne.burley@gmail.com, danne.burley@gmail.com. I just received an email today from a lady that son is being incarcerated for shaking baby syndrome, and the baby, his baby died. He's facing maybe 6 to 7 years in prison or more, and we're going to have him on the broadcast, and we're going to talk about that. The expert witness in this case is Dr. Al Ababi, and I've had him on my show a number of times in the past. And the thing is, there is no shaking baby syndrome. That is another thing that they create, again, for a venue of court. And the one thing Dan was talking about, too, I saw in the 80s a huge segment of corporations creating privatized prisons. They were building them from scratch all over, and it became a situation of huge amount of revenue to these builders and developers. So they started building these things, and then on the back door, you know how much it costs to house and keep a prisoner in jail? You know how much money is brought together in revenue for keeping people in prison and jail? You know that most of the people in prison and jail produce work and free labor for less than pennies on the dollar because they're not paid because they're in jail. Some of them are working, doing banking recs. They're doing account marketing calls. They're making credit cards. They're doing everything you can imagine you do in your corporation on the street for pennies on the dollar, similar to what they do in slave labor places in various countries around the world. So now what they're doing is creating a debt level, pushing people in jail, creating a situation where you're constantly going to court because you get criminalized, you develop a record, you can't work anywhere, and it forces you either in the street and impoverishes you and creates a vacuum that you're going to be eventually in this system of constantly being in prison where they control you and your money. Dan, I want you to go into what the solution is on your side. What do you think?
Well, we got to realize the place that we are in the whole scheme of things. All of our institutions, our judicial system, our political system, our economic system, are all in a state of collapse, you might say, and you wouldn't be too far off right now. So the reason that anyone who goes into our court system and challenges what they want in there is it's going to be persona non grata, and they're just not going to like you, and they're going to do everything they can to hurt you. And most people, and that's how they actually get away with what they do, because they don't get challenged. Attorneys aren't going to challenge them. Some non-attorney comes in there, like Chris, and who will challenge them, or force somebody to do their job, like force some attorney to do his job. They dislike you to the extent that they hate you. They want to take your property away from you. They want to take your freedom and your liberty away from you. And I guess if it got to it, they'd want to take in your life away from you. We've seen Anna Elaine Brown stood up
for him. We're going to break right now, and we're coming right back. And now we're going to have John sign in, too, because he needs to talk about this, because he's been affected as well. We'll be right back after this break.
I know it sounds absurd. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Call is 800-313-9443. And we're here with Dan and John. I'm sorry, I just wanted Dan to get this out. What do you feel on your side about this, you know, situation of cleaning up the judicial system?
Well, I'd really like to have Dan finish up his presentation because he's doing a very, very excellent job of it. I've been through the whole gamut of it. They're to a point where now they're compartmentalizing me and chasing me for fraudulent income tax of $220,000. I got them again at Stand on Bay, and what you say is exactly right. Once you start challenging these people, oh, they're on your back like anything. So I'm going to give Dan the floor and let him finish up here. He's doing great.
Well, Chris was given an opportunity to take a plea bargain. He would have had to have pled guilty. And then they would have put him on a court supervision for 6 months or a year, whatever it was, and paid some money probably. And, of course, if, while you're on supervision, if you do anything, breathe wrong, look funny, then they bring you back into court and lower the boom on you, lower the sky on you. And besides, it put Chris in an untenable position for him because he can't plead guilty to something that he knows is not a crime. That just goes against everything that he believes, everything I believe, all the study we've done in law libraries for the last 5 or 6, 7 years, all the papers that we've written, all the things we've done. We're not going to plead guilty to something that we haven't done. We're not going to plead guilty to breathing. We're not going to plead guilty to moving around. We're not going to plead guilty to roller skating on a public way. So, Christy
moving
Klein.
Around.
I'm sorry?
You said moving around.
It's getting well, yeah, we have a right. That's one of the rights we have. We have a right to freely move around, a right to travel.
Yeah, but the thing is that they basically have taken and twisted all these laws around, and you're 100% right on that.
Well, of course they have, and that's why this has gone on for so long, and people, there haven't been enough Chris's to stand up to them over the years, and now we're inheriting all that. We're inheriting the lack of challenge, the inactivity of people for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, however ever far back you think that we have to go. So that anyone that does it now is a kook and a terrorist and just an out-and-out bad guy that's got to be dealt with harshly. So Chris finally was appointed this is the last chance now. The judge is giving him a last shot at it, because of course it's been Chris's fault all along why these attorneys wanted to withdraw. Chris has caused the problem. He's caused these conflicts. These attorneys don't want to be involved in the case. So the last guy they assigned Chris was really, I didn't see him initially. When I finally did see him, he really looked like a guy like in his early 60s that they went over to Skid Row here in Chicago, and they needed an attorney. So they found some guy sleeping on the sidewalk, and they took him in, and they cleaned him up, and they gave him a shower, and they shaved him, and they combed his hair and cut his hair and put some nice clothes on him, or, well, relatively nice. And he's an attorney now, you know, when actually this guy was obviously some alcoholic who had been functioning in the court system and just going along for years. And he wasn't going to do anything for Chris either. So I don't want to hear anything from you. I'm the attorney. I determine what's going to happen. I'm not going to file any motions. He's not going to do anything. He's going to show up at trial, ask a few questions, and that's Chris's defense. No, searching out the facts, just nothing. So at that point, we started putting together some filings and just filing them. And, of course, when you have an attorney, we fired the attorney. The judge would not let us fire the attorney. He was going to push this attorney down our throat, down Chris's throat. And so we just started filing stuff. And one of the things that we were demanding of the court was that the court assign Chris effective assistance of counsel. And when Chris, the judge conducted what he called a hearing on this, and Chris argued for the effective assistance of counsel, and when Chris started doing that, the judge got very agitated and very irate, and held Chris in criminal contempt. This is for demanding a right now, you know, effective counsel, and held Chris in contempt and immediately sent him off to 45 days in jail. 45 days for demanding your right.
Okay, and this is all in regards to rule of law. And you have a situation in Illinois that you had a guy named Fox that's won $1 million or more losses because they wrongfully locked him up and incarcerated him for the murder of his child. You had a situation in Chicago that SOS, the elite police force, that they just found a guy in concrete, folks, in concrete. His mother was looking for him for 3 to 4 years. They found him inside a house in concrete, and one of the officers involved with the elite police force did him in. And you have also the case of Drew Peterson Bolingbrook, Illinois, that surrounds three other counties that he was involved with. And he was in a situation that he was in spousal abuse. There was huge evidence of, he butylized his wife, and there was evidence from pictures and everything else that was submitted in Hinsdale Hospital, which I have record of. It's on the my blog site. And if you look at the record, they took, she wrote a letter to the U.S. Attorney that was supposed to be representing this stuff and looking into it out there in the area where, in Lake County or Will County. And anyway, that person decided that there was not enough fiduciary evidence to support a situation that this woman was being abused by her husband. So she ended up dead in a bathtub with no water in it. She had water in her nasal cavity, not in her lungs. They said she was drowned when there was no evidence of drowning, and she had marks on the back of her head like she had been hit. In the letter she wrote, she said that he was chasing her through the house before with a nightstick trying to beat her. So, yeah, she died the same way, and the water that they found in her probably wasn't from the tub. It was from him throwing her head in the toilet. And the thing is that there's enough evidence for that, and this guy's still rolling around in his motorcycle and laughing, and nobody does anything because he was blackmailing. I allege he was a blackmailing several counties of police out here because of the fact that he had gone in a transcript and record and found that there was the drug-related things going on with policing agencies in his area. And he was using that as a measure to get back in the office, which he did. They dropped the charges. And the thing is that he's still out there. His wife, his current wife, is missing. The other wife was, they said, it murdered. He had insurance. It was a $1 million policy. He never had to pay it back. But everybody else has to go to jail for stuff like rollerblading, glass broken so they could pay $10 for a $500 fine. And that's, by the way, excessive fees. There's a law in the books about excessive fees being charged for cases. You have other people out here that are involved with huge amounts of shipments of drugs in and out. They allow them in, and they let them just, set up business in the house, and nobody does anything. And they can further victimize you or come after you like they did in my case and put, money into your bank account illegally and do everything they can to disrupt you because you are a citizen paying your check. And the thing is, they rather do that because who's the terrorist in this? The terrorist is them. Am I right in this, Dan? Do you see what I'm talking about, or do you see something different? And by the way, I want to stop and say one other thing. The Tollway Authority, they have a tribunal of a privatized attorney in the tollway system. And they take a picture of your license plate, and that is enough for them to direct and say that you're guilty. If you say this is your plate, that's enough for them to say that that's you. You're guilty of a crime. And then if you say anything, you are charged $120 and up in regards to a 40-cent violation. No rhyme or reason. And they're talking about payday loan being illegal, and they're talking about loan tracking being illegal. They're the loan shark. Dan, you want to go back? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, not only that, now that we've got these crossing intersection cameras that are like one-armed bandits. I mean, it's $100. They take a picture of your license plate, and they send you the ticket, maybe, and you supposedly can there's an appeal process, which everybody loses, and they're going to be installing these things all over. I don't blame them. I mean, it's such easy money. But to get back to Chris's case, the judge in that case, I don't want to say too much nasty about him. I would have a very difficult time saying anything good about him. He has no reason to be sitting on the bench as a judge anywhere, much less in a circuit court of the state of Illinois. And as we talk more about it, I think I can prove that with facts of what he's done. But one thing he has done, he has made a record. He's called the court reporter in at these last hearings, most of the hearings. He's called a court reporter in, so we actually have a record of everything that went on. And that becomes very important of how we got from an I-bond to 20.
I have to stop you here, Dan, for a minute. We're going back to break. We'll be right back. Let's talk.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Now we're back, and we're here with Dan on RBN, and we're talking about the situation with the tollways now. Dan, you want to continue where you left off?
Yes. So we got transcripts of these court proceedings. Chris is in jail now on this criminal contempt charge, 45 days. I immediately filed a notice of appeal the very next day. And within a week, I took a motion over the appellate court to release Chris on bail pending the disposition of his appeal. That's a fairly innocuous thing to do when you think he's charged with these crimes in an ongoing prosecution. So to release Chris from jail so that the case can go on, he can always go to jail. And that motion, it seemed to me, should have been an easy one to get granted. We filed that same motion, which we had a right to do, with the trial court. Chris was brought in for a hearing after about 3 weeks or so he was in, and he was in shackles, handcuffs. He couldn't hold a piece of paper in his hand. He had no pencil or anything to write with, and the judge coerced him. I didn't have a chance to talk to him. He had coerced him into dealing with this attorney situation. And Chris talked to the attorney. Judge let him do that. And the attorney basically just said, well, you know, I'm not going to do anything for you. And Chris kept demanding that he give him a defense, a legitimate, proper defense. And the attorney made some incredible admissions on the record of that he never, that he hung up on Chris on the phone, that he didn't go out and interview any witnesses, he didn't do any investigation. We got all this on record now, which we are going to do something with as this goes on. But the judge at the end said, well, I'm going to set this for a hearing on such and such a day. I think it was December 10th. And I thought I heard 1:30 in the afternoon. We finally got a transcript of that, and the judge had actually set the hearing for 2:30. Well, we appeared at 1:30. Chris went into the courtroom. I'd gone down to the clerk's office to file some papers, and it took me a little extra time down there. So when I got up in the courtroom, I looked around. I didn't see Chris, and I figured, well, he just didn't get up there yet. Well, then I looked over, and the bailiff's table is over against the wall on the side. And I looked over there, and I saw Chris sitting next to the bailiff. So I moved over. Well, I had a really clear view of that, and I was trying to figure out what in the world's going on. Well, Chris didn't see me. He stood up. He took like a step forward, and he was looking around. He told me later that he was trying to get the attention of the judge. And immediately when he did that, the deputy, a big, you know, brute thug, threw him down to the floor, then twisted his arm around, picked him up, threw him against the wall, announced that he was under arrest, put handcuffs on him, and away he went. And I'm wondering, what in the world could that, did we get the wrong court day or what, you know, what did we do? Well, after the dust kind of settled, I went over, and I'm like a fly on the wall. They don't know me from anybody, from Adam. I went over to the deputy, and real nice, I said, you know, I'm a friend of Chris. What happened? And the deputy said, well, there was an outstanding warrant. And I said, outstanding warrant for what? He said, failure to appear. Failure to appear, and I seemed real puzzled and quizzled. And then the thug deputy said he was supposed to be here at 10 o'clock this morning, and he didn't appear. The judge issued a warrant for his arrest. Chris then was taken down to bond court. Now they threw on some more charges saying that he resisted. He pulled away. Well, they didn't know it at that time, but I saw the whole thing. I was right there. I couldn't have had a better view. I don't know if they knew there were any witnesses or not, but I certainly was, and I'm a very good witness. Anyway, now we're down in bond court. And they finally bring Chris in. They don't want to hear anything Chris has to say. And they set his bond. He's a pauper now. He was a pauper. He doesn't have any money. The court knows he doesn't have any money. And they set his bond at $25,000. That means to get out of jail, Chris, a pauper, had to come up with $2,500 cash. Now, Dan, you talked a little bit about bond earlier. Bond goes back way into common law times in England. The purpose of bond, there's one single purpose of bond. Bond is supposed to be set where it can be made. It's supposed to be set enough to assure the appearance of the defendant at trial. That's the purpose of setting a bond. We're convinced that the judge up in the courtroom called down to his buddy judge down in the bond court. And Chris even thinks he overheard it. And he was told, you set this bond high enough where he'll never make it and he'll just sit and rot in jail. And he would have, except we had a benefactor who came up with the $2,500 cash. And Chris was out the very next day. So now what we have with this trial judge, we have the transcript, which he approved that we get, saying that he set the hearing for 2:30 in the afternoon, and he issued a warrant for Chris's arrest at 10 o'clock in the morning.
See, this is what we're talking about, folks, and you don't realize what's going on here, because see, to get that done and get rid of it, we're going to talk about that when we come back. The monster. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. And we're talking with Dan in regards to this nightmare that's going on with this case of rollerblading. It's now is $25,000. And the thing is, the court date was right, but the time was actually 2:30 in the afternoon. And the guy, Chris, gets charged $25,000 because of a mistake, an error that was, I think, was intentional. And the bottom line, folks, is you can't just walk into the courtroom and later on and tell the judge, "Hey, Mr. Judge, this was a mistake, an error. Will you straighten that out?" You know what you have to go through to straighten up an error like that? You cannot go in that court and do that like that unless you're in the court exactly the same time it happened. Now, in this case, he went and got the transcripts and all this, so what he has to do is go back to the clerk's office, file a notice of motion, go and get a, prepare a document and write in it exactly what it occurred, attach the exhibit evidence of the mistake or whatever error, and then have it certified under oath that everything is verified. And then after you do that, then you have to go serve up all the signs, run around with your stamps and whatever to do this when you have no money. Then you have to wait for them to give you a court hearing, which could be anywhere between 7 to 14 days, depending on how busy the courtroom is. And at this time, Chris is sitting there in jail. That is the procedure. And the thing is that it shouldn't be like that if they air it. Now, if you can take it to the chief judge, there's a chief judge out here in DuPage County. I don't even know what he looks like. There's a picture of him on the wall, and it's been hanging out there, and there was one out there before, and you can't go in and see them. They don't even exist. There's a chief judge. And I don't know if they're doing that in Cook County now, but before you go down there and you used to be able to go see the chief judge. Now, they got these hidden chief judges, and I don't know what their function is because it doesn't seem like they function in any category in regards to these mistakes. Dan, you want to cover that?
Well, the chief judge is supposed to be administrative, but Chris had been charged now with another crime. Now it's three counts, what it ended up being, of obstructing or resisting a police officer. They're claiming that he resisted arrest. Of course, the Constitution has, and the Supreme Court has ruled that you have a right to resist an unlawful arrest. So even if Chris had resisted, which he didn't because I saw the whole thing, the arrest was unlawful because the warrant was unlawful. The judge could not issue a warrant for Chris not appearing at 10 o'clock because that judge himself had set the hearing for 2:30 in the afternoon. And of course, if you're in jail, it's virtually impossible to litigate when you're in jail. You can't do much of anything. That's where you need people on the outside that are fairly, hopefully very educated and savvy on what to do. But in this case, we did get Chris out, and we're going to do many, many things. We could probably do a whole show just on the remedies of what this court system up there is going to be facing now as a result of all of this that's gone on, the vindictive prosecution, the filing of charges that don't state offenses, the holding someone in contempt for demanding and exercising a constitutional right, for excessive bail, false arrest, false imprisonment, and on and on and on and on. We're going to, among other things, we are definitely going to file a lawsuit in federal court before this so-called trial that's supposed to take place on February 12th, I think it is. There's pretrial date set for February 5th, which also
I think we're going to visit each other because I already gave my notice of intent to Downers Grove Village and the police department because I'm suing them, too, because they came in here and took this girl out, and they had no proper authority to do that because they had no warrant in hand, and there was nothing in the court in their warrant department giving information that there was a warrant for this girl's arrest. And the thing was, again, it was a situation that there is an ordinance of $25 to $75, and that's the city ordinance, and there's a state code that has nothing to do with an arrest in regards to a broken window and damage to property, even at the criminal level. Again, I want to know, and I'm demanding to find out why, this man that is a police officer, that was a sergeant, is out on the street with no arrest, nothing, and you have a bunch of other people that are police officers that have been involved with high levels of drug issues, murders, and other criminal malfeasance, and the thing is, no one has done anything to attach them. And you have people bringing in drugs and large sums all over. And again, nobody does anything to touch it. Now, since I'm talking, they might be sticking stuff in the back of my car right now because that's what they do. You know, your friend was called, you know, you told me your friend was called a gang member. Remember, Dan, you mentioned that because he was rollerblading? I was sitting in my car in the back of my apartment building because I have congestive heart failure, and I had this, these conditions that got worse because there was no heat in there. There was a dead animal that was lodged in the wall. And this odor and stuff that was in the hallway of my apartment had made me so ill. I didn't know what was going on. And I was getting toxified from that and also from the carbon fumes. So I sat in my car. And because I sat in my car, I had put also paper in my car because in the windows because I didn't want anybody to see it in my car while I was sitting there. And then the landlord came by, and he said that I was a gang member. I was running a gang out of my car. I'm a gang member. So now this is a new use of word. You're a gang member if you sit outside in your car. You're a gang member if you're 50 years old, a white guy, overblading in a community. So they can use those terms as a measure to use the police to come and get you. And the reason they're using that, by the way, too, because they put housing codes out that owners of property have the right to use this thing of gang activity. And again, because I used to be on the CAPS board down there in the city of Chicago, so I know what they do. And see, what they do is they say that if you have a situation of gang activity, then that constitutes the landlord has a right to circumvent the police to do certain activity on the back end. I know that because I was with the CAP people in the city of Chicago on those CAP meeting boards. And the thing is that, you know, looking at this, again, it could be you sitting there listening to this. Now, I got a caller, Steve. Steve in California, are you there?
Hello, Deanne.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, folks. How are you? You know, it's worse than you think. What your guest is describing is terrible, but it's much worse than that. This is like something out of Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, you know, where Jean Valjean spends 19 years in prison stealing a loaf of bread to feed his family, and he's hounded by the police inspector, Javert. It's worse than this. I live in a neighborhood in Vista, California, which is in San Diego County, which is upper middle class. No, it's not middle. It's upper class. And Shatteridge. And there was a man here, Hassan Sadiq Hassan Alden. Okay? He was a very nice young fellow who used to take care of a neighbor of mine, Gloria. And he did an excellent job, and everybody thought so. He happened to be from Saudi Arabia. Okay? If this guy was a terrorist, I got a bridge for sale in Brooklyn. Okay? I mean, there's nothing like that. Nobody in his right mind would think that. Okay? Gloria was a lady my mother's age, you know, in her 80s. And Hassan took extremely good care of her and was, you know, thought well of in the entire neighborhood until 9/11. And then all of a sudden, he was that swarthy fellow from the Middle East, you know. And what was he doing married to that American girl anyway? And they just went nuts on him. He was questioned right after 9/11 about anybody that he knew from the Middle East. And he cooperated fully with the authorities. Told him everything he knew.
Anybody
he said,
knew.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, he told him everything. And they said, okay, fine, you know, you're not a problem at all. 2 years later, or thereabouts, the San Diego Sheriff's Department of William B. Colander and the Homeland Security landed on him. They landed on Hassan and Gloria's. They snatched him up with no charges at all. This was 2 or 3 years after 9/11. They took him in and they put him in front of a federal judge who took away all his rights, took away his American citizenship. I mean, he has children by this American woman, you know, like they're a family, they're married, they have children, okay? He was a citizen, you know, not naturalized, not, you know, by birth, but nevertheless, he had all of that. They took it all away. And they said, and the judge said, okay, you're in jail for 12 to 18 months while we process you. He finally gave up, and they deported him to Saudi Arabia. It blew his family to pieces. I don't know if they finally got back together with him in Saudi Arabia or not. The man never did anything. What they accused him of is, are you ready for this?
What?
They said, 2 to 3 years after you knew somebody as a roommate back in the 90s, those people were then involved with knowing, not complicit in anything, but just they met some people who we suspect to have been part of 9/11. You know, so like, you know somebody who knows somebody who your great aunt said you knew. You know, I mean, it is insane. You know, this is like, I'm looking
you
for...
You walk in, and you take a real terrorist over to them. Ah, what the heck? What are you talking about? You know, it's like, The FBI out here has a history.
They destroyed this.
And this guy is over there. His family's over here. They can't get back together one way or another over some nonsense. And the thing is that these people are telling us that we should feel secure with them in regards to heightened levels of security when you can take terrorists to them and they don't know what they're talking about. And then the police are frisking around with criminalizing people on the street. They aren't doing anything, just minding business, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. So now I'm going to stop right quick and say something to all of us, you know, everybody listening. We talked about the issue. We talked about the problem. I talked partially about the solution. We need to screw every one of these things. Just like that. But you know what I'm talking about. And then I think we need to sue the Judicial Inquiry Board and the Attorney Disciplinary Board because you know what? They're not doing their job. When you take information to them, they say they don't do this and they don't handle that. They need to be sued, impeached, and kicked out. Because the bottom line is this is the whole core of the reason why we had the situation in 2000 during the election that put this president in the White House because it was a huge fraud. Voting fraud, and to this day, nobody wants to recognize the fact that it was voting fraud, and the Supreme Court came in and voted and put this guy in the office without us even voting him in, and then he got reelected by who and what where when he wasn't elected in the first place. Mayor Harold Washington in Chicago died. Gene Sawyer took over as interim mayor in the city of Chicago. He couldn't run another term because he was not going in for reelection. He could not go in like that. This thing in the federal court, the way it happened with this thing with the they appointed Bush and they ran, that was totally illegal. The whole thing was. And then you can tell people that and they don't understand that this is the word of the law that we're supposed to go by and these people don't obey it. So what I'm saying to you right now is we're going to cut this chase right now and stop. We got presidential candidates, the Democrat, Republican, Green Party, and we also have the people that are independent. We don't know how many people are Green Party because we never really hear their names. And the independent candidates, we don't know who they are. They don't tell us. I know Cynthia McKinney was running, but they don't put that out in the press. Reverend Al Sharpton's running. You don't hear that in the press because it was out there announced for a minute when he got the money and stuff. And, you know, so we don't have our independent candidates. I'm looking for those because, again, I want a candidate, the only one I trust in the beginning. I'm telling you folks, there's two candidates that are right there. One's Ron Paul, the other one was Dennis Kucinich. Because Dennis Kucinich was working for impeachment. I was looking at him real heavily and on his side because the bottom line is that we need an action president that's going to do something. Not somebody that says he's going to do something and doesn't do what he said he's going to do. And we need to get behind them. And kick them in the behind. If we got to do that, then make them understand that they're being paid by us and no more of this stuff of people easing money in from these big corporations and world governments or foundations. And yeah, foundations, because when I went out with the UCLA, I went to Washington, D.C. with them in regards to the situation of downing one of the huge laws on the books. I went there and I saw foundation organizations there going into these offices, running back and forth, making deals. Now, I don't know if you're good with that, but I'm not. What are they running around in there for when they're supposed to be legislating and doing stuff for us? So bottom line, no more of this. We need to clean house. And the only way we can do that is effectively. I want all the names of the candidates. I don't know who they are, what they are. I want all of them. I know Luke Dobbs is running. We need to get his name out, his history, all these other candidates, and we need to go through every last one of them and ask them these questions. Are you going to clean up the judicial system? Yes or no? Are you going to take time and clean up this health care system? It's crazy. Are you going to take care of the senior citizens out there that have been stolen upon and illegal surveillance of deeds and being forced into nursing homes and maltreated. I got another email from a lady. She's in a nursing home, and they're trying to give her psychotronic medication. I'm looking into that. And the thing is, we need somebody to look into how the hell they determine who is mentally ill and why they're sticking them in nursing homes and where that money is going in and out of. We need to have somebody deal with the housing crisis in Louisiana and also throughout the United States in regards to the huge amount of vacuuming of the mortgage fraud. None of this 5% off for the people who are paying the mortgages on time. Help the rural guy down here. Come down where we are, folks. We need a presidential candidate going to bring our troops back and give accountability to what is actually going on in Iraq and the Middle East so that we know what's going on and we can do a directive and understanding if we should be over there or not. No more of this crap. That's what we need to do, and we'll be right back after this break. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes.
Hi, we're back, and this is the last few minutes on the broadcast, and I would like to thank my guests, Dan and Steve, for calling in, and John, you know, thank you. But I want to say something before we end this broadcast. And please listen to me, folks. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Time, if you have the time and think and equate what we just went through on this broadcast, I want you to call in on my conference call number, which is 605-990-0200. 605-990-0200. I'm going to try to get as many people on here as I can. I need you from state to state. Now, Bill in Idaho is going to be my reporter. I'm giving a press kit and everything. He's my reporter in Idaho. I also have John Charles Healy in Arkansas. He's my reporter. He has a press kit and fast pass. I need people that want to work press in the state that they are in to do broadcast information and referral. I also am speaking to people that have paralegal and legal backgrounds because we need to mouth up, and we need to also get families and individuals out there that want to make a change. We need to change our education system. It's going down the tubes, folks. Down the tubes. It's stealing your money. Those folks with the United Airlines workers, I need you to support. You got an email, I hope, today. I sent a huge, massive one out there, and I know you guys listen at times to my show, and I put blog out. Need you guys to gather up. We're going to work together to try to clean house. So I need as many people, bodies as possible all over, and we need to start addressing these issues state by state. Dan he's in Rhode Island. He had this thing, he was going state to state. Will Rogers, a friend of mine, I don't know where you are. Please call me and let me know you're okay down there in Missouri. But we need to get together and do something. 605-990-0200, extension 619847, #1. To get to me directly, to call me about the conference at 3 o'clock, 630-666-8528. 666-8528, in the 630 area code. Also, what I'm trying to do is put together a huge body of people that want to direct to get changes in these areas, because we can't do this singly. We have to do it together. I was asked by somebody, well, why are you doing this? You're risking your life, and you don't have, and you don't, you know. And the thing is, we can't say that no more. Forget that. We all have to take our stance, and we need to move and wait. We need to support individual people. We need to call these courtrooms and let them know we're watching you. If you're not doing right, then we're going to make sure you're legislated and out of office the next time around. The ones we can remove through court, through the vote, and the ones that we can't remove by vote, we're going to impeach. We're going to start suing these folks. I'm suing. I got $1 million. I'm putting another $1 million in because, again, this needs to be stopped. Anybody that is, again, they want your taxes. So if they want your taxes, then we want our service. So again, call me tomorrow, 6-0-6-6-8-5-2-8, or call me tonight. I don't care. I thank you all for listening. We're going to be doing a lot of work here because we got presidential election, and we want a real president. Not one of these paper ones. A real man. Real man. A woman. Peace, love. Good night. Hey, Dan, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Dan.
Love you, Dan. Here in California. Talk to you next week. John, always. Manny, you're great.
Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Since 1980.